Upstream by Alan Akeborn, adapted for radio by Richard Wigmore. We're in the English countryside. It's well after 10 o'clock on a mild August evening in the early 1980s.
Oh, yes, here we are. Hatford's Bounty. This is the one.
Oh, thank goodness. It would be the last one.
Wait there. Just wait there.
It looks quite small, doesn't it?
Can you manage, Keith?
Yes, I'm all right.
Shine the torch for him, Alistair.
I am. All right, now, would someone pass me the stuff aboard?
Oh, yes.
June, my darling, could you do something, please?
What?
Could you pass me your luggage, please? Oh. I would like to get your luggage on board, if I may.
All right, yes.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
I will say again, I am very sorry to have kept you all waiting. I'm sorry you had to sit in a pub for 2.5 hours. I'm deeply sorry that as a result of all that, we are starting our holiday 4 hours late. And I am sorrier still that we are having to load this bloody boat in the pitch dark. But it was not altogether my fault.
There are boats full of people back there trying to sleep.
It wasn't altogether Keith's fault, you know, June.
No, he couldn't help the trains.
Thank you. May I help you aboard?
I can manage, thank you.
All right, she can manage, fair enough.
Oh. Help her, Alistair, help her.
Oh, yes, Do you want any help?
She doesn't need any help. You heard what the lady said.
Brand new. These were brand new.
Here, let me, June.
I'm all right.
Welcome aboard, darling.
I told Keith, first thing tomorrow morning, I am going straight home.
Fine. Oh, thank you, Emma. I'll take those from you, shall I?
Oh, dear God, I don't believe it.
I mean, I tried to phone. As soon as I saw I was going to be that late, I tried to phone. I tried to phone and say, go on without me, but of course you'd already gone. I mean, I'm not God, am I? I can't foresee derailments.
Well, I've just got to be joking. They've got to be joking.
What are these?
Life jackets.
Oh, well, we need them.
Good things to have.
Simply has got to be some joke. If they think anyone's going to sleep in that little broom cupboard.
Now, come on, darling.
Have you looked?
We know you're determined to hate everything.
No, seriously, have you looked? Just go and look in the dog kennel they laughingly call the saloon, Emma. Give yourself a laugh.
Right.
I mean, seriously. I mean, this has got to be the sickest joke I've ever heard. 4 people expected to live on this for 12 days. We couldn't survive.
It's always the same.
It's a sweet little kitchen.
Galley.
Hmm?
It's called a galley, love. Oh. On boats, they call it a galley.
Lovely little galley, then. Sweet.
Oh. Oh.
I mean, I tried to phone. I don't honestly know what else I was supposed to have done.
Well,
satisfactory.
Well, if you like sleeping on a mattress of breeze blocks, terrific.
Splendid. I'm so pleased.
And the lavatory leaves a great deal to be desired. I'm sorry, Keith, but first thing in the morning, I'm off home.
Fine, it's your choice.
It's a lovely little front bedroom down there.
Forward cabin. That's called the forward cabin.
Yes, sweet little bunks.
Oh, bless you, Emma. Thank you. This is music to my ears. Someone actually enthusing, actually showing some pleasure.
Well, you have to make the best of it, don't you? What's down here?
We'll try and get an early start tomorrow, shall we?
Oh, suits me, yeah. What about...
June? Oh, she'll be all right. Means nothing, you know, June.
Ah.
It's a lovely cabin, that is.
Yes, that's the stateroom.
Oh. She'll be all right, I think.
Yes.
The bed there is not too bad, actually.
You'll be okay in the other ones, will you?
Oh, yes.
I mean, we can probably swap round during the week, once June's settled.
No, it's very cosy in the forward. It really is.
This is going to be a great holiday, Alistair.
Sure.
No, I mean it, really. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a challenge. Do you realise this is the first holiday I have had personally for 4 years?
Really?
Can you believe that? 4 years! And I'm going to enjoy it, with or without June. I'm saying this is going to be an exciting holiday, Emma.
Oh, yes.
Fresh horizons.
So long as we don't sink.
Sink? You've had the job to sink this.
Which way do we go? Up or downstream?
Upstream, of course.
How far are we going?
As far as we can, all the way.
How far's that?
Armageddon Bridge. That's the limit. You can't navigate beyond that, not in a craft this size. Oh, look at all this. So peaceful. Isn't this marvellous? When you think that for most of our lives we miss Ormiston.
Yes.
Yes. Well, see you in a minute.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night, Emma.
Hatch there, you see? That's handy. Did you have a good meeting?
Oh, I think we got it. Anyway, it's all Martin Cook's problem for the next 12 days. Leave it all to him.
I hope we can.
Look, I've instructed Martin Cook that he is not to budge one inch from the management line. And if he gets any sort of trouble from any employee, whether it be Ray Duffy or any other of his cronies, he's to throw the book at him.
No hot water, thought you'd like to know.
No, there won't be. We'll need to run the engines for a bit. That operates the heat exchanger.
Well, isn't this just the jolliest little boat you could imagine? So when can we expect hot water?
About 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Then kindly sleep well away from me tonight.
Well, if it's an early start, I'd better...
Yes, we both should.
Sleep well, then.
And you. Great holiday. It's going to be a great holiday.
Just never occurred to you, did it? To consider me for a moment. Never even crossed your mind.
June! It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Now will you please shut up? Just shut up and go to sleep.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry.
Oh, what's the use? What's the use?
I didn't mean that.
What's going to happen to us?
Can they hear us?
No.
I think they can hear us, you know.
They can't hear us. Now shut up, June. Please, for the last time, shut up and don't escape. What do you think it is? It's the engine.
Well, how long does it go on for?
All the time, whenever we're moving.
I'm not living with that.
You're going to have to.
Not for 10 days, not just for hot water.
I thought you were going home anyway.
I'm going to have to.
Hang about, we're just going to cast off.
Oh, super.
All right. Here we go. Hold your line, Alistair. Till I give the word.
Okay.
Right. Cast off. And away we go! Handles lagging free.
Yes?
This is a life, eh?
Oh, yes.
Here. Would you like some coffee?
Oh, thank you, my love.
One sugar?
That's it. You don't need to wear that life jacket all the time, you know, Emma.
I know. I just feel safer with it on.
It's quite safe.
I know. I just feel safer, that's all. June?
Hello?
Coffee?
Oh, no thanks, not yet, a bit early. Alistair?
Yes?
Oh, coffee?
Oh, Tom. What have you got on?
My life jacket.
You don't need it, do you?
Probably not.
She doesn't wear a life jacket on, does she, Kit?
No!
Has she got her life jacket on?
Yes. I just feel safer, that's all. I don't know why people are making such a fuss.
There's a coot! You see? Coot! There!
Oh, yes.
Darling!
What?
Coot there! See? Just gone into the reeds.
A what?
A coot! Little bird.
Keith, you don't have to point everything out. It's very boring. This river is bristling with bloody birds.
Mind your heads! Bridge coming up! This is the railway bridge.
Really?
The Pendon Hatfoot loop line. Not used now.
Ah. What was that?
Bridge.
Oh, yes. Oh, will I be able to shop somewhere? We need things like milk and bread.
You see along there, just coming up.
Yes.
That's Pendon Lock. I'll be stopping there. You can shop in the village.
Oh, super.
Going below.
Just for a bit.
Make the helmsman a bacon sandwich, there's a love.
Yes, all right.
I'm slaving over a hot wheel here. Music, music. What's this music? Is it a cassette?
Yes. Bach.
Oh, very nautical. Very nice. I brought some of my James Last collection. We must hear some of those later.
Yes. It's filthy dirty up here. Filthy.
Better give these decks a thorough going over this evening, Alistair.
Yes.
Before they start to get treacherous. Division of labour. I'll take the helm, you do the decks, Alistair, and Emma does the cooking. Boats are a society in miniature. Everyone has a role, everyone has a function.
What's your function, June?
Ornament. Sheer ornament.
I see. Fair distribution of labour, is it?
It's your toy, dears. You can play with it to your heart's content. I'm on holiday.
What can you say to that? I mean, what can you say?
Well, I'm going to be an ornament as well in that case. For a bit.
Yes, why don't you get some sun?
No, I just want to sit.
You could put your new swimsuit on.
No.
Why not?
I tried it on again last night. I look awful in it. Is there room for me, June? Oh,
yes, sure.
It's all right. I just want to sit. I'm not going to lie down.
Have you washed up?
Not yet.
Right, I'll do that then.
Oh, thank you.
Another nice one, eh?
Those two birds yours?
Yes, yes! Both mine!
Oh, you're lucky,
old son. Yes, some of us are just born lucky, eh?
God, hark at him. I can hardly manage one of us. Heaven help him if he ever had to cope with two. I'm not going to be able to sit 10 days of this, you know.
No?
Do you know, I actually loathe him. Isn't that awful? I utterly loathe him.
No, you don't loathe him, June.
Emma, he's just so boorish and unspeakable and awful. He's an awful man. Do you know, Emma, there actually are some men, there really are, who understand women intimately. When they make love to you as a woman, it's as though it were an act of worship.
Oh, God, June.
No, really, honestly, they were men of imagination, men of finesse. Men of panache, men of savoir-faire. Yes, that's it. They're all insensitive little sex-starved ferrets. No, you mustn't laugh. It's not fair. You've got someone, you're all right. You have someone sensitive and feeling.
How do you know?
I can tell. It's their eyes, dear. You can always tell from their eyes. Well, he is, surely. Sensitive. Isn't he, Alistair?
Oh, yes. Alistair's very sensitive. Terribly.
It wouldn't be so bad if I could sleep. Do you know, I can't sleep at all.
Dear.
Oh, why does he keep doing that?
There she is. Hello there, Mrs. Hatfield. Good morning.
Who's that? Is that Mrs. Hatfield?
Tis indeed the admirable Vanessa. Good morning, Mrs. Hatfield.
Good morning. What's Mrs. Hatfield doing here?
I've made arrangements for her to report in.
How often?
Every day.
Every day?
If necessary.
You mean she's going to come to and fro all the way...
Look, Alistair, please, you are not the one to give me lectures on how to run things, all right?
No, but...
Let me just say that while we have people like Martin Cook temporarily in charge of the shop, and while we have troublemakers like Ray Duffy roaming around loose inside it, then we have people like Mrs. Hatfield reporting back to me on the hour, every hour, if necessary, OK?
It's just a hell of a hike for her, that's all I'm saying.
We pay her, she does as she's told.
Good morning, Mrs. Hatfield. You're looking very summery.
Mrs. Taylor. Lovely day, isn't it? Good morning, Mr. Taylor. Good morning, Mrs. Wingate.
Good morning, Mrs. Hatfield.
Good morning, Mr. Wingate.
Good morning, Mrs. Hatfield.
I've got a few things in the car for you to sign, Mr. Taylor.
All right, Mrs. Hatfield. We'll be alongside in a moment. Alistair, could you take the bow line, please?
Yes, righto.
No, Alistair, the bow line. The one at the front.
Oh, yes.
Got a few landlubbers on board, I'm afraid, Mrs. Hatfield.
Well, soon find their sea legs, no doubt.
Can you be ready to catch, Mrs. Hatfield?
What are we doing?
Alistair, as soon as you've got that line to Mrs. Hatfield, can you go aft and be ready to jump ashore with your stern warp, OK?
Yes, I think so.
That's lovely, Mrs. Wingate. I like that. What is it?
My life jacket.
Nice colour. Do you have to wear it?
Yes.
Catch, Mrs. Hatfield.
Oh, well done.
Okay, hang on to that, Mrs. Hatfield.
I will, yes.
Stand by the stern line.
Right.
This is hell. It's like being in hell.
You're swinging out at the back. Did you know?
It's okay. I'll compensate for that. I'll compensate.
No! Oh, no, careful, Alice. What are you
to be doing?
Sorry.
You're still swinging out.
Well, it's because you're swinging your warp, Mrs. Hatfield. Don't swing your warp. Keep your warp slack.
Oh, for God's sake, Keith, will you speak English?
Perhaps if you turn your steering wheel the other way.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
We're swinging out in the middle of the river. Did you know?
No, I know. Just a second.
Oh, heavens! Please don't keep doing that!
Alistair, take this hook. Emma, take the helm. And give me that line. Now, try and push us back towards the back.
I don't know what I'm doing here. I just don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
I'm sorry, Mr. Taylor. I'm going to have to let go.
No, don't let go! June, in the starboard locker, a rond anchor. Throw Mrs. Hatfield a rond anchor.
A what?
Please, June, for love of Mike. Either a rond anchor or a mooring screw. There must be a mooring screw.
What the hell's a mooring screw?
A mooring screw. All right, just a minute.
I can't reach the bottom with this.
Emma, give us a touch of stern. Very slow astern, all right?
Very gently. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't understand what he's saying.
Mrs. Hatfield, will you please not keep pulling your warp?
I am not pulling it, Mr. Taylor. It is pulling me.
Oh, Emma, what the hell are you doing?
Sorry.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Sorry.
I said I don't know.
Okay, I've got the rope.
Will you stop that? Hooting, you stupid bastard! We're doing our best.
We seem to have lost a bit of the camaraderie of the river.
Now, listen, everyone, please. Will you please just listen to instructions and do as you're told? Simply do as I tell you.
Keith, none of us has a clue what you're talking about. We don't understand all this nautical gibberish.
Dear God, I've got a boatload of idiots. Raving, mindless idiots.
I think we're moving in, actually. It's what you did, Emma.
Oh, was it?
Rond anchors. These are called rond anchors, all right?
Thank you.
Throw me that rope, Mr. Wingate, and I might be able to read.
Right. Touch more of that engine, Emma, like you did before.
What? Like this?
No!
What the hell are you doing, Emma?
Sorry. Alistair asked me to.
Total and utter chaos.
That's better. Okay, Mrs. Hatfield. Catch.
Right. Oh, I've got it. Ah, oh, she's coming in.
Oh, well done.
I don't believe it. Will you switch off, Emma? Just turn the key.
Did you say you were going shopping, Emma?
We need one or two things.
I'll come with you. Anything to get off this smelly little tub.
Sorry about all this. Sorry. Brought some things for signature, have you, Mrs. Hatfield?
Yes, I'll fetch them, Mr. Taylor. They're in the car.
Mr. Cork in control, is he?
Yes, no apparent problems. Mr. Duffy has arranged a meeting with him at 3 o'clock this afternoon. I'm going to try and be back for that.
Oh, Mr. Duffy's arranged a meeting, has he?
Yes, he was in first this morning.
I thought he might.
Oh, Lord.
You tell Mr. Cook, Mrs. Hatfield, that he has my full authority to be as firm with Mr. Duffy as he likes.
Keith, I think we ought to first find out if Ray Duffy's representing the general feeling of the work.
Mr. Duffy represents nobody but Mr. Duffy. Am I right, Mrs. Hatfield?
I think Mr. Cook feels that. He looked very determined.
Good man.
But then, mind you, so did Mr. Duffy.
I still think we should have left someone other than Mr. Cook in charge.
Cook's fine. He's got the brains of a neutered parrot, but he's all right.
Right. We're off shopping. Emma, coming.
Now, I don't want to get heavy, but there's a basic rule of the sea. And of the river just as much. Big ship, small boat like this, it doesn't matter.
Oh, come on, get on with it.
On any boat, there can only be one skipper, okay?
Yes, fine.
Yes, all right. Aye, aye, sir, fine. Permission to go on shore, sir, thank you.
What's the point? I mean, what's the point? All I'm saying is there's got to be an element of order. Otherwise, we'll finish up in the weir, that's all I'm saying.
Yes, that's agreed. You're the skipper.
Emma?
If that's what you both want, it's okay by me.
Fair enough, then. Alistair, you better come. There may be some checks for you to sign as well.
That's all right, isn't it? Him being the skipper? Well, isn't it?
Fine. That's what you want.
Yes, I don't think I can stand this every night.
Things are apparently a bit awful.
Yes, I gather.
June was telling me on the way to the village. It's all gone wrong, apparently. Poor June. Poor Keith, really. It happened again today, didn't it?
What?
Him. Appointing himself skipper. I mean, he just assumed. He never even asked you.
Me? I wouldn't like to be skipper.
Why not?
Because I don't know anything about skippery.
Neither does he. He's just read that book, that's all. It's the same with the firm. You're supposed to be equal partners. You'd never know it. You and Martin Cook are just sidekicks.
No, we're not. Well, only because we want to be. We're good seconds in command.
I don't think you are.
No?
No. I certainly wouldn't have married you if I thought that. I married you because you were a leader.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, Alistair. Armageddon Bridge. Very romantic, isn't it? It would probably have been better on our own, wouldn't it? On reflection.
Yes. I did have that idea originally.
Just us.
I should have suggested it, shouldn't I? You know, I had this idea, this daydream. We'd just cruise up the river until we got to this island somewhere, a very small island, deserted. And then, I don't know, well...
What?
Well, we'd swim off the boat and we'd get on this island and...
And what?
We'd sort of sit there for a bit.
Oh.
Well.
Is that all?
Yeah.
I'm a rotten swimmer. You know that.
Yes.
I think they're asleep now. Shall we risk going to bed?
Yes. Better get some sleep. Brush up on my heroic powers of leadership.
I didn't mean that, you know.
First at 9:10. I had mine at 7:00.
Yes, we heard you. What's the hurry?
I want to get through Trill Lock before it gets crowded. And as far as Guessing Lock, by midday.
Come on, Emma! Stand by to cast off!
I'm coming!
Right. Don't forget the rond anchors!
Okay.
Yoo-hoo! Let's look Mrs. Hatfield again.
Looks like her.
If I didn't know Keith better, I'd say they were having a thing.
Good morning, Mr. Taylor. Sorry to rendezvous so early. Good morning, Mrs. Taylor. Good morning, Mrs. Wingate.
Good morning, Mrs. Hatfield.
Hello.
Good morning, Mrs. Hatfield.
Good morning, Mr. Wingate.
Coming aboard.
Well, Mr. Taylor, I feel you may wish to come ashore.
Come ashore?
To talk with Mr. Cook personally by phone.
Why? What the hell's going on then?
Well, his meeting yesterday with Mr. Duffy was rather acrimonious, I'm afraid. Basically, because Mr. Cook failed to accept that Mr. Duffy was speaking on behalf of many other people besides himself.
Was he?
I took a fair number.
I see. Now he's beginning to stir it up. Wait there. I'll get my jacket.
Oh, now don't go mad, Kim. Don't go mad.
Stop it, miss. Once and for all.
I think it's possible to find a solution even now. But people are getting very entrenched.
Perhaps one of you ought to go back, rather than just phoning. Alistair?
Hmm?
Do you think you ought to go back? Try and sort this out.
Oh, no, not me. Keith should be the one to go.
Why not you?
I'd be no use.
Well, in actual fact, Mr. Wingate, I think you're underestimating yourself. You see, I think possibly you'd be... Well, one hesitates to say better than Mr. Taylor. Of course, one's not saying that, but... You are, perhaps, in this instance, a fraction more objective.
There, is he?
No, it's really, really not my area. Keith's the man.
All right, let's
Let's find a phone.
There's one just as you're coming into the village.
We were just wondering if Alistair ought to go back.
Go back?
See if he can calm things down.
You want to go back?
No, not really.
Go back if you want to.
No.
Don't think it'll do you any good.
Mrs. Hatfield was saying it's possible Alistair
Look, Keith, I might as well run her up to the lock for you. Save you coming back. You could meet us there.
Really?
Why not?
Can you manage that?
I should think so. I won't try going through the lock. Don't worry.
Right. Well, go carefully. Keep away from the weir.
Well, you're on your own now, matey. I don't know anything about boats.
Yes, okay. I'll start the engine.
I'll do the ropes.
So far, so good.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Well done. We're underway.
Yes.
Is it easy?
Oh, yes. You turn your wheel that way, and it goes that way. On the other hand, if you turn your wheel this way, it goes this way.
Complicated.
Oh, terribly.
Here's his book. Here, you see. It's got everything. What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. Just hello, I think.
A hoot back.
Should I?
Keith always does.
Okay. Let's give them a couple of hoots.
Why is he turning this way?
Mm-hmm.
He seems to be steering towards us now.
It's getting quite close, you know.
Yeah, I know. I can see, June. I can see. What does he think he's doing?
Hey, now, listen to this. Listen. One short hoot, I'm going to starboard, brackets to the right. Two short hoots, I'm going to port, brackets to the left. Three short hoots, I'm going astern. Now two short hoots, that means...
It means get out of his bloody way!
Wait! Give him four short hoots.
Four?
That's the safest. It means I'm not able to manoeuvre.
That sums it up, really.
That's it.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean that one. I didn't mean that
you
one.
You shouldn't have done that. Four short hoots followed by another single short hoot means I'm turning completely around to starboard, whereas four short hoots followed immediately by two short hoots means...
Yeah!
All right.
Yes, I think so.
That
was terrifying. I don't know how he missed us.
Alistair.
All right, June.
We were nearly killed. You realise that, Alistair? You nearly killed us all, you idiot.
It wasn't all his fault.
What do you mean it wasn't his fault?
Confusion of signals.
I'm not sitting up here anymore. You're a maniac.
Just should be all right now.
I'm going to find my life jacket.
We've run aground, haven't we?
Feels like it.
Oh, dear. Can you reverse it?
I'll try.
Alistair, will you please tell me what you're doing?
We're just a bit stuck.
Stuck?
Try again now.
My God, he's run us aground. This man has actually run us aground.
Oh, do shut up, June.
It's unbelievable. In the space of 2 minutes, we've been practically mown down and now we're shipwrecked. Help!
June, will you please shut up?
I am trying to attract someone's attention.
But there's nobody here, is there? We're in the middle of a marsh. Now, there's no reason why we can't get off here, providing we don't panic. We've just got to stay
Hello?
Calm and...
Oh. Ahoy! Hello!
What's that?
Someone over there.
Hello! Hi! Need any help?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. We most certainly do.
On the wrong side of the marker, have you?
Afraid so.
Easy thing to do. Happens to the best of them. Wait a moment. Right, now.
Oh, careful.
No, it's quite safe. It's not deep.
Oh, thank goodness.
That's why you ran aground. Start your engine, if you would.
Righto.
Okay, now slow a start.
That all right?
Gently now. Touch more. Touch more. That's it. That's it!
What an amazing man! Look, he's pushing the boat! He's pushing the boat!
She's coming! She's coming! Oh, he's off! He's off! There she floats!
Well done! Oh,
just a little push, that's all it needed.
We're really very grateful.
Are you the skipper?
No, I'm just a temporary skipper. The real skipper's up at the lock, up at Guessing Lock.
Is that where you're heading?
That's right.
Going upstream, eh?
That's the idea.
Vince Grant, how do you do?
Oh, I'm Alistair Wingate, my wife Emma, and June Taylor, who's married to the skipper.
How do you do?
Would you mind if I suggested something?
What?
May I take her up to the lock for you?
Well...
Oh, yes, do. Please, do.
I just happen to know this stretch very well. It's a little treacherous.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
You're used to boats, I take it.
Born on them. Born on them.
Really?
Now then, Guessing Lock, next stop, eh?
Well, thank goodness we're in safe hands at last.
I'll just go and tidy up in the galley.
Oh, you the cookie, eh?
Yes. On occasion.
Most important person on board, the cookie. Isn't that true, Skipper? Skipper?
Yes. Oh, yes.
What do you do, Mr. Grant, for a living?
Vince.
Vince.
Well, at the moment, I rescue attractive damsels in distress.
Do you have a boat of your own?
No, not anymore. I used to have a 42-foot convertible flying bridge twin screw.
Oh.
Coastal cruising, mostly. Did a good few hundred miles in her, I can tell you. The mayor'd all over.
What happened to her?
Pirates got her.
Pirates?
Financial pirates. I couldn't keep up the payments.
Oh.
No, I'm afraid I'm what you might describe at the moment as a victim of the system.
Oh, dear.
How sad.
You in business, are you?
Yes, my husband and Mr. Wingate are in partnership. Mm-hmm. We have a small factory. Novelty goods.
Novelty goods?
Souvenirs. That sort of thing.
Oh, you're a managing director, then?
Well, really, we're all directors. Mrs. Wingate, Emma's a director.
This is a very high-powered crew, then.
Oh, yes, nothing but the best.
You've always been a managing director?
Oh, no, that's quite recent. Actually, I was in show business before that.
Were you now? Were you? Dancer?
A singer, principally.
A singer? Well.
We were a group, actually. Very young at the time. We called ourselves the Ginger Nuts.
The Ginger Nuts.
Stupid. We all had red hair at that time.
The Ginger Nuts.
We only did the one season. I don't think we were frightfully good.
Oh.
Anyway, soon after that I married my husband and that was the end of my show business career.
That's a great story. It's a wonderful world, show business. Oh, there she is, Guessing Lock, and... Could that be your husband?
Yes. Yes, that's him.
I can spot a managing director anywhere.
Is that the lock coming up?
Yes, now, if you pass me the line from the sharp end, I'll deal with it. You take the back one, okay?
Yes, right.
Are we there? Want a hand?
It's okay, Cookie. We can handle it.
Oh, right then.
Don't want to risk the cookie, do we?
Hello?
Hello?
We've got a new member of the crew.
So I see.
A white knight who rescued us when we ran aground.
Ran aground?
It's okay, Skipper. Nothing serious. Nothing to worry about.
How the hell did you run aground?
A slight misunderstanding of river etiquette.
Oh, don't clap them in irons, Skipper. It could have happened to anyone. There you go.
This man's been simply wonderful.
Not at all.
Well, thank you very much, Mr.
Vince. Vince Grant. Pleased to know you, Skipper.
Keith Taylor. You've met everyone else?
Oh, yes.
Trust them to run it aground, eh?
Well, if I can be of no further service, I'll be on my way.
Are you off? Where are you off to?
Oh, nowhere special. Keep wandering on upstream a little way.
Would you care for a drink?
A drink?
With us. Would you like to buy yourself a drink? On me? Here.
Oh, no, Skipper, no, please. I never accept payment. Not for good turns.
Ah, well, I'm sorry. I didn't, Fine.
Little rule of mine, if it's all the same to you. Cheers!
Isn't that typical? typical of Keith. He tips everyone quite indiscriminately.
I don't think he's the sort of man you tip, Keith.
I think if we're going to thank him, we should do it properly. We should ask him on board and offer him a drink. Not try slipping him dirty fivers like that. It's so insulting.
You don't want to ask him on board.
He saved our lives. We can at least give him a drink.
We've got nothing to drink. We've my bottle of wine I bought yesterday.
Oh, yes. I say...
Hello?
We were just on the point of opening a bottle of wine. Would you care for a glass with us?
Oh.
We usually have a glass this time.
Oh, my God.
Would you care to join us?
Well, pushing boats single-handed is thirsty work. I won't say no.
Super. Come aboard. I don't know what it's like. We bought it at the last village. It's probably been in their window for 3 years.
As long as it's wet.
It certainly is.
No, enough. I've imposed on you enough.
Oh, rubbish.
I only came aboard for a drink. I've had a couple of bottles and two meagles.
And you've utterly deserved it. Hasn't he, Keith?
Absolutely. Least we can do.
Well, I don't know what to say.
I'm making up the bed in the saloon for you.
There you are, you see.
Oh, thank you, Cookie. God bless you. I'm used to sleeping rough. I don't need much.
You've torn us off rocks barehanded. You've steered us through dozens of locks.
Three locks.
All right, three locks. You've been magnificent.
Can't beat the river on a night like this. Mm. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the world, nowhere.
And you've been around by the sound of it.
Well, courtesy of Her Majesty's government.
Commandos, you say?
Yeah.
Well, we'll sleep safe in our beds tonight.
I hope you do.
Good night, then. See you in the morning.
Thank you for your food, your wine, and your charming company.
It was nothing, sir.
Good night, Ginger Nut.
She told you about that, did you?
Were they really called that?
The Ginger Nuts. Four redheads, a smile and a song that were dreadful. People were fighting to get out. Lost me my job, actually. I was responsible for booking them.
You didn't take it amiss, what I was saying about being skipper?
Not at all.
I mean, it has to be said. There's only one skipper.
Dead right.
I'm the skipper. This is my boat.
Sure.
That's my wife, okay? You know what I'm saying? My wife.
Certainly.
And there's nothing there for you. Right?
I never imagined there was, skipper.
Good. So, okay. No offence?
None taken.
Only one false step and I'll throw the book at you. Good night.
Good night to you, skipper.
Come on, then. Let's be having you. Good morning. Time to get up, rise and shine. Come along there.
What is it? What's the matter?
Good morning, skipper. Sorry, did I startle you?
God, what's the time?
7:30. You wanted to be on the move early. I thought I'd wake you.
Oh, yes, thank you.
You have to be somewhere by noon again, haven't you?
Yes, I've arranged to meet Mrs. Hatfield at Slippy Lock.
Skipper.
Yes?
It just occurred to me, Skipper, I don't know how you'll react to this. It might help if we tried switching the duties round a bit. You know, someone at the helm one day, someone in the galley the next. Get more of a team feeling.
Oh, yes, good point. I'm not altogether sure about Alistair going back on the helm, but...
Well, maybe we could rig the roster a little, but Emma or June, they could have a go.
Emma, yes.
We could try Alistair in the galley, put him on the cooking.
Yes.
Yeah, well, let's face it, he's going to be a liability wherever you put him. He's not a river man, is he?
No, he's not a river man. So, Emma at the helm, Alistair in the galley. What about June? Always assuming she'll join in.
We could start her on cabin maintenance, make sure everything's shipshape below, clearing up generally.
Oh, I don't think she...
Well, I think if she sees we're all mucking in, skipper.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cookie.
We've decided you're going to take the helm today, Emma.
Me?
Everyone's going to take turns. Your turn today.
Oh, no.
Nothing to it.
Vince will show you.
Oh, well, when do I start?
When you're ready. I'm getting dressed. You can tell Alistair he's cooked for the day.
Cook?
Yes.
Oh, God. Won't be a sec.
All right, to cast off without you, is it, skipper?
Oh, yes, carry on, Vince. I'll, Good Lord, what's got you up?
Someone banging on our roof got me up.
Sorry.
Good morning. Thank you for nothing.
You're in the doghouse, Vince. Run along.
Thank you for waking me up, you bastard.
You didn't sleep very much anyway, did you?
You heard us, did you?
Certainly did.
I thought you would.
There's nothing wrong with you, Ginger.
Hmm?
That a little naval discipline wouldn't put right.
Lovely. Okay. What do you do?
Right, stand here. Now, the first thing to remember about a boat as opposed to a car...
What are you doing? I'm learning to drive. Vince is teaching me. Oh. Lovely.
We're all doing different jobs. Different job every day. You're on cabin maintenance, by the way.
What?
Tidying up.
You're joking.
Don't blame me. Take it up with the skipper.
I shall. I do quite enough cabin maintenance at home. Thank you very much.
Now, Emma, the first thing is to start your engine. Switch on. There's your starter.
Mm-hmm.
No. Key first. You turn that, you see?
Yes.
And then... Well done. The thing about handling a boat as opposed to a car...
I'm cooking.
Yes.
What am I cooking?
Whatever you want.
You're the cook.
Oh, no, I'm not, you know.
Oh, no, he's not, you know.
All right, Alistair, can you take the stern line? We're about to cast off. Ginger Nut!
What?
Come and help us cast off.
Where's Keith?
Well, he's in the shower. You want me to what?
Cast off, please. Can you take the bow line?
Me?
Yes, you.
God, this is getting worse and worse. It's like one of those awful outward bound things. What do I have to do?
Oh, come on, come down. I'll show you what you do. It's quite easy. You untie this.
Okay, now look, while we're here, I might as well show you the correct way to do this. Turn off the engine, Cookie. This is the correct procedure to employ when leaving a mooring on a river. All right, now, somebody tell me what I've got in my hand here.
A piece of rope?
Incorrect. This is not a rope. It may be what you call a rope, but it is not called a rope, not on the river. On the river, it is called a scuff. You will notice that both your scuffs are attached to a metal ring. This, which we call a piggle.
A what?
You attach a scuff to your piggle by inserting it through the piggle, like so, and then tying it off with two half semi-stanchions or sheep shackles, okay?
I've never heard of any of these.
Well, then pay attention, you'll learn something. Now, to the boat itself. This is divided, you'll notice, into various areas, all of which have names. This area here is known as your gaff deck, moving along the weevil deck, all right? And beneath that, what you call the saloon and we call the mizzen. This area here, the so-called cockpit, is in fact your kedge deck. Further astern, the poop cabin, that deck there is the dodger, and there, right at the very, very stern, this area we call the snuffle deck, for obvious reasons. Finally, that narrow corridor running from your snuffle down each side of your dodger, round your kedge, forward again past your weevil and meeting at your gaff, are your port and starboard squeezes. They speak for themselves.
Are you sure about this?
What's the matter?
Well, it's just odd that I've never actually heard of any... Well, I've heard of them, but not in these contexts. I mean, weevil and kedge.
What are you saying?
Well, I'm saying
I've... Oh, I'm sorry, I don't quite see what you're saying.
Nothing.
Okay. Shall we give it a try? Start engines. Good. Well done, Cookie. All right. When I say go, both of you unfasten your scuffs, pull them clear of your piggles, and wait for the command to board. All right? Off you go as quick as you can.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on, Ginger Nut.
All right.
Where do you think you're going? Right, here comes the command. Bow aboard with your scuff, and as soon as you're there, you shout out, bow scuff aboard, skipper.
Is that me that does that?
Yes. Now, come on, Ginger. Off you go. Quick as you can.
Skipper.
Loudly, she can't hear you. She's got her engine running loudly.
Bow scuff aboard, skipper.
That's it. Well done, Ginger. All right, now what are you doing, Alistair? We'll call you Lightning, I think.
I'm getting on board. The boat's going without.
Lightning Wingate. What have you got in your hand?
A rope.
A what?
A scuff.
And what's your scuff attached to?
The boat. The snuffle deck.
So if you hold on to that, you'll be all right, won't you? Now, on the command, you jump aboard with your scuff, and as soon as you're in position, stern scuff aboard, skipper. All right.
Right.
Well, off you go then, Lightning, stern aboard.
Stern scuff aboard, skipper.
I can't hear him. Can you hear him, Cookie? Louder.
Stern scuff aboard, skipper.
Again, louder.
I can hear him.
Come on, again.
Oh, bugger this.
All right. We now have a stern scuff ready to tangle round our propeller. Brilliant, Lightning. Good thinking.
Look, I'm not coming on holiday to be bloody shouted at. Not, so I'm sorry.
Oh, come on, Alistair, don't be so weedy.
I'm bloody not. What's going on here?
Ah, Skipper, we can have a demonstration for the Skipper. We're learning to cast off properly, Skipper.
We're getting brilliant. Well, some of us are.
Okay.
Right, Lightning's ready. Demonstration for the Skipper. Let's make it a good one.
Ready? Bow aboard.
Bow scuff aboard, skipper.
Stern aboard.
Stern scuff aboard, skipper.
Slow ahead, helm.
Slow ahead, helm.
Coil your scuffs and get about your duties.
Coil your scuffs, skipper.
All present and correct, skipper.
Well, well done.
Careful, Cookie, not too much till you get in the main street.
Oh, right.
Like a military operation.
Well, that's how it should be, shouldn't it, skipper?
Oh, yes, rather. Very impressive.
Were we good?
Brilliant.
He's terrific. He knows everything. Oh, well, cabin maintenance calls.
Hello? Hello?
Is that your friend there?
Oh, yes. Keith, it's Mrs. Hatfield.
Are we at Slippy already?
No, 5 miles yet.
Hello? Emergency?
Oh, my God. Right, we better get ready to moor.
Aye, aye, skipper. All hands on deck for mooring. Come on, let's have you.
What's that?
Stand by your scuffs.
Standing by, skipper.
Slow ahead, helmsman.
Slow ahead.
I'm so sorry. I needed to catch you as soon as possible.
Problems?
I'm afraid so. Oh, I've been chasing you up the river.
Stand clear, please, madam. Oh. Stand by your scuffs to make fast. Make fast forward.
Make fast forward.
Make fast aft.
Make fast aft.
Stop engines.
Stop engines.
Switch off.
Switch off.
And don't forget to tie off with 2 sheep shackles.
Watch this, Mrs. Hatfield. Did you say emergency?
Yes. May I come aboard?
Oh, yes, of course.
Allow me.
Thank you.
I hope this business is settled soon. It's hardly a holiday for anyone.
I'm so sorry. I'm so very sorry.
Come below, come below. Oh. You want to join us, Alistair?
No, thanks.
It's your firm as well, you know. I just thought you might be interested.
Do you think Alistair is interested in anything?
Well, I think I'll take this opportunity to do the shopping.
Oh, we're fairly well stocked up, actually. I did some yesterday. All we need are eggs, bread and milk. Unless you see any decent cheese. Strong cheddar or something. Can you remember that?
I can remember that, Cookie.
Have you got any money? Oh, I'll sort him out.
What? Don't be ridiculous.
What's happening in there? It sounds very heavy.
Oh, God. Now, how much do you need?
Is £50 enough?
£50. He's only getting a few eggs.
Well, he can take it just in case. There you are.
Thank you kindly, Ginger.
June. Why not? I trust him.
It's not a question of that.
Isn't it?
Of course not.
I'm very trustworthy, Cookie. That's my problem. It's what's made me a victim of the system.
See you later.
Honestly. £50. It's my £50. I'll do what I like with it.
Looks like I'm going to have to go back.
Well, is it serious?
It looks like we've got a strike.
A strike? The bastards.
I know.
Well, don't they realise that they've called a strike, Alistair?
Oh.
That's if you're in the least concerned.
But this is why I had to catch you early, you see, because after 2 hours, I'll be on strike as well. It's unanimous, you see.
You'll be on strike?
Well, don't be ridiculous, Mrs. Hatfield. You're one of us.
No, technically, Mrs. Taylor, I'm actually one of them.
Well, there you are. I now feel I've been stabbed in the back by everyone.
Oh, I'm really sorry it's come to this.
I'll leave Vince in charge. Tell him he's responsible. There's no point in leaving you in charge, is there, Alistair?
Nope.
I'll have something to say to you when I get back. You're a broken reed, man. Broken reed.
Bye.
It makes me want to despair of human nature. It really does. I despair.
Hi.
Oh.
Skipper tells me he's been called away.
Yes. Oh, hello.
Guess who I met? My very good friend, that's who I met.
Oh, how very nice. Oh.
This is Fleur.
Hi.
This is Emma, known as Cookie. This is June, known as Ginger. And that's Alistair, known as Lightning. This is Fleur, also known as the Amazing Bird Woman.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
What have you bought, for goodness sake?
Well, I thought we might like to celebrate. I bought some grog.
Grog?
Well, Medoc, Chablis, Sauternes, Chateau, Pumpernickel, that sort of grog. Whatever that little shop sold.
Did you get the eggs?
Ah, no, I didn't.
The bread? Milk?
Damn. I knew there was something else.
How much booze have you bought?
How much money did you give me?
£50.
That's what it must have cost me.
Oh, super. Well spent.
I thought you'd approve.
Ah.
What is it?
It's a grebe. A what? Grebe. A crested grebe.
I told you, she's the bird woman.
Everything okay?
Who is she?
Friend of mine. You make a lot of friends on the river. Come on, we're having a party.
Wait a minute. Who says we're having a party?
Listen, Ginger, we've got nothing to do with ourselves, have we, till the skipper gets back? We can't move the boat. We can't leave it, so we might as well have a party. Flower!
Coming.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
He's always having parties. With other people's money, presumably. Mm. Oh, well. Oh, well. Hello.
Hello.
Don't you like parties, then?
Oh, well, sometimes.
You should come down. There's all us women and just Vince. It's terrible.
I'm sure he can manage.
How do you mean?
I'm sure Vince can keep three women happy with no problem.
No, well, yes. Vince, it's the more the merrier. I've had twosomes and threesomes and foursomes and fivesomes. So many people in one bed. Actually, it can be very unhygienic.
Ah, yes. What do you do?
When?
For a living.
Nothing to speak of.
Oh, you're unemployed, are you?
No, I'm very rich, really. I've got a lot of property and I let that to people at fast rents, so I don't have to worry.
Oh.
Capitalist, you see?
Ah.
My father's incredibly rich. He's the richest person I know.
Great.
Well, it's the only way to be, really, isn't it? Hmm. You look very unhappy, you know. You ought to drink some of this. Here.
Oh, thanks. Excellent, thank you.
Vince bought it. He may have no money, but he's got the most amazing taste. It's a lethal mixture.
Thanks very much.
I have it all. I'm not trying to get you drunk.
Fair enough.
Would you like to dance with me?
Fair enough.
Would you? Would you like to dance with me?
Oh, no, I don't. Oh,
come on.
Well, I never really, no thanks.
Please, please. I would love to. I would like very much to dance with you.
Why?
I just would.
No good at all.
Well, it's braggy music anyway,
oops,
isn't it?
Sorry. I think it's Keith.
Does it sound like the sort of thing you'd listen to? Hey! You're a terrific dancer! Well, well. There you are, you see. You owe me a fiver, Emma.
Yes. All right.
What?
I bet her she'd never get you to dance with her. She's won. I've lost. It wasn't difficult at all.
Ah.
Well, this is the place to be, on deck.
You left me down there on my own with him. Sorry.
We have decided, in view of the lack of any decent music on your cassette machine, that we're going to make our own. We are very fortunate to have to entertain us the one and only June Gingernut, who has gladly consented to give us some of her best-known numbers.
Has she?
Well, she's going to try.
Hooray!
Well, wait a minute. I need a costume. I can't be a Gingernut without a costume.
You travel with your costume?
No. Something like it. I'll find something like it. It's a hoot. You'll love it.
Isn't this a terrific party, Cookie?
It's a terrific party, Vince.
Fleur was telling me she's very rich.
Is she?
Oh, she's incredibly rich. She's a daughter of a duke.
Are you? He's an earl, not a duke. You always get it wrong.
Beg his pardon, he's an earl. She's Lady something, aren't you?
Lady Catherine Elizabeth Lucy Sadler Fleur. How about that? Impressive, eh?
Terribly. I'm just Emma Fay.
Oh, poor thing. Well, have one of mine. Feel free.
Now,
thank you.
Now, you're going to have to use your imagination a bit.
Shine!
Rubbish!
Oh, you've got to imagine I'm 17.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
All right? Ready?
Introducing those ginger nuts. For fresh baked ginger nuts. For kids who badly want to sing you numbers that will bring you memories full of laughter. Harry's back.
What are you doing? What the hell are you doing?
Cabaret time!
What are you playing at? They can hear you from the middle of the village.
Oh, was it loud?
Loud? There are about 50 people watching you from the pub car park.
Oh, really? We could pass a hat round.
Who the hell's this?
This is a friend of mine. Fleur, this is Mr...
June, will you please put some bloody clothes on, please?
Oh, come on, Keith. We were having a bit of fun, that's all.
Fun?
She was showing us her ginger nut skip.
That's quite enough for you.
Oh, come on, Keith. Don't you remember? Introducing those
June,
ginger
listen,
nuts.
June, I have not had a good day. In fact, I have had the worst day of my life. I have had the truly exhilarating experience of finding myself locked out of my factory by my own employees. The last thing I want is to come back to witness the spectacle of my wife prancing around half-naked on the roof of a rented boat, making a complete and utter bloody idiot of herself.
How dare you speak to me like that? How dare you, you despicable little man?
Easy on, Skipper.
And you are off this boat, as of now.
Pardon?
Off! You! And her, whoever she is, off, both of you.
Now, just a minute. She's an Earl's daughter.
I've got his number, I've got his number.
Just what off. Right have you to order people around like that?
No, I'm not arguing. That's it. Off.
Oh, well, Fleur, time to go.
Where are you off to?
Skipper says we have to go, we have to go.
Oh, come on, Vince. Don't take any notice of Keith.
Well, you heard him. He asked us to leave.
Well, we're asking you to stay. Now, sit down.
No, no, listen. You're a crew. And you've elected a certain person as your skipper. Now, as a result, that man is fully within his rights to order anyone he wants off his boat.
Elect him? We didn't elect him.
Didn't you?
Of course not. He just took over like he does with everything. We ought to elect somebody now. Let's do it. Let's.
Are you coming to bed?
Wait a moment.
What?
We're electing a skipper. We feel it's time we had one.
What the hell are you talking about?
All those in favour of Keith as skipper, could we have a show of hands, please?
I am warning you, June. You push this any further and I'm leaving this boat with you on it here and now. I've had quite enough of this today.
Any votes for Keith? No? You know, I don't think anyone's voting for you at all, Keith.
I'll vote for skipper. I'll stick with the skipper.
Oh. Thank you very much indeed.
He's the man for me.
Now, votes for Vince. Any votes for Vince?
Yes, I do.
I do. Me. One, two, three. Well, that seems to be it. Vince is our skipper.
Oh, no, he isn't. He doesn't have the legal right to be.
Oh, don't start all that again. It was a fair vote and you've been defeated. Now behave like a gentleman and accept it.
Well, what about him? He'll vote for me, won't you?
Alistair?
Hmm?
Do you want to vote for Keith?
Well, yes. And no, really.
Oh, my God, I should have known better.
Well, congratulations to our new skipper. We can't kick you off the boat now, can we?
Well, very reluctantly.
I'm not accepting this, you know. I'm not accepting it. This is mutiny, you know. It is legally mutiny. Deposing a captain of a ship against his will is mutiny. I'll be back in the morning.
I honestly don't feel we should have let him go. I mean, he's not a bad bloke, really. He's...
Oh, shut up, you great soggy lump of nothing.
Is she talking to me?
Yes.
I thought she was. Well, excuse me, I'm a little bit, excuse me,
Night. He's only had two glasses. Oh, well, I suppose I'd better help him. Did you say we were going upstream?
Right.
Good. I can look for the kingfisher.
I'd better go and cheer up my crew.
Have a good time.
Right.
Hey, would you mind telling me where I fit into this jolly little crew?
First mate.
Oh, goody.
Come and join us in 20 minutes.
Oh, Vince. Not the rope.
I'll teach you some knots. Useful things for sailors to know about.
Hi.
Are they,
Yes.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Don't you approve?
Oh, well, the end of it, you know. I don't really know, you know. No. Which, in my case, is par for the course. Except that I wish they'd be quieter about it. He's obviously quite a man, isn't he, Vince?
Mm.
I mean, there he is, you know, June downstairs, you upstairs waiting. I think Emma's even a little bit taken with him.
He's very positive. They're always attractive, positive people.
Ah, well, obviously I'm not a very positive person.
Emma must have thought you were.
I think she realises now she made a terrible mistake.
Oh.
It's not that I don't want to be positive, it's just that, well, even when I have positive ideas and dreams, if you like, I tend to be unable to express them anyway. I mean, I was sitting here with Emma just a few nights ago and I was trying to tell her some crazy notion I'd had, which I thought might make her happy. Only I just couldn't say it. Silly.
What was it? Your notion?
Oh, I had this thought that one day Emma and I would take a boat on our own and go up the river together, way upstream where it's really deserted, and one baking hot afternoon we'd both dive off the boat without any clothes on, you know.
Naked?
Yes, naked, and we'd swim around a bit and then we'd chance on one of these islands and we'd crawl ashore on the grass and rushes and we'd, you know...
Make love.
That's it? You see, I can say it to you, a complete stranger, it's easy.
It's a nice notion. You should have told her. She'd have liked it.
Well, no, I don't think she'd have been very interested, really.
Why not?
She can't swim.
Oh, you could life-save her. I don't think you're a negative man at all. Not at all. All right. Want to give it a try?
What?
A swim. Coming for a swim.
Oh, hang on.
What?
Don't do that, please.
Oh, now you have gone negative.
No, no, I haven't, actually. I think I'm going positive. Please, don't take this the wrong way, will you? But it sort of has to be with Emma, you see. I mean, you're terribly attractive and nice. Oh, God.
But it has to be with Emma.
Yes.
Okay, fine. No more to say then, is there? Good night, then.
Sorry.
Good night.
Good night. I hope you haven't lost your bet this time, have you?
Fleur?
Yes?
Come on, where the hell are you?
Coming.
Quick. I need help.
Come on, let's be having you. Good morning, good morning. All hands on deck. Come on, you idle bunch.
Right, I'm here. Don't know about anyone else, but I'm here.
Well done, Gingernut. You've had a slightly unfair advantage over the others, but never mind.
Morning. Oh, isn't this a dreary day?
I know, and it's been so nice up to now.
Now, we're not going to let a little grey weather depress us, are we? Come on, come on.
Oh, God. It's earlier and earlier.
We want to be off, Lightning. I don't know about you.
No breakfast.
You'll get that on the move. Right, duties for the day. Fleur at the helm, please. Gingernut, deck maintenance. Lightning, cabin maintenance. Cookie in the galley. Right, stand by your scuffs fore and aft.
Aye, aye, skipper.
Fleur, handle this, can you?
Piece of piss.
Start engines.
Start engines, skipper.
Ready on your scuffs.
Ready on your scuffs, skipper.
Just a second.
Come on, Lightning. Half rations tonight if you don't move faster than that.
Ready on the stern scuffs, skipper.
Let go for it.
Let go for it, skipper.
Let go aft.
Let go aft, skipper.
Bow scuff aboard, skipper.
Stern scuff aboard, skipper.
Ease her out.
Ease her out, skipper.
All right, coil your scuffs and go about your
coil
duties.
Your
Get that breakfast started, Cookie.
That's what I'm doing, skipper.
Slow ahead now.
Slow ahead, skipper.
Morning!
Slow ahead.
Well, I don't know about you, but Keith Penner had an excellent night at a very reasonable hotel. Morning to you all. So, all in all, Keith Taylor is happy to look on last night as a momentary lapse in an otherwise perfect holiday.
True, his business is in ruins. His workers are even now looting and pillaging inside his factory, apparently with the full blessing of the law, but nonetheless, he's not going to let that affect what might be the last holiday he can ever afford. He's going to enjoy himself. May I come aboard, please?
Of course.
Thank you.
But first, I would like your undertaking that you'll be prepared to accept the discipline of this craft as enforced by me, the skipper.
No, I'm sorry. He's not accepting any provisions. He's coming aboard. I don't intend to accept
full
any
ahead.
Provisions.
Full ahead, skipper.
What you doing?
Are we just leaving him behind? Bye!
Right! It's the police this time! I'm fetching the police! This is your fault, Wingate! Damn you!
Me?
You stood by, didn't you? You stood by, you spineless little rat! I'm suing you for everything! Everything you have!
Full ahead as she goes, helmsman.
Full ahead as she goes, skipper. Silly little man.
I make it we're now about 12 miles from Armageddon Bridge. Do it in one push tomorrow morning.
Are we stopping soon? We've been going non-stop all day, Skipper.
Have to keep up the schedule, Ginger.
Oh.
Slow ahead.
Slow ahead, Skipper.
Come in alongside that island. Nice little island. Stand by our scuffs. Make fast for it.
It's disgustingly muddy.
Make fast aft.
Not a very nice place to moor.
Can you get back on again, Ginger? Just testing.
Yes, okay.
No, no, not you, Lightning. Hang on there.
This is an island, isn't it?
That's right.
Oh, bow scuffs aboard, Skipper.
Hey, Lightning.
Hello?
Sling us your scuff. Will you want to show you something?
All right, catch...
All right, full astern.
Full astern, Skipper.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, wait a minute.
Bring us out into the midstream and drop anchor.
I hope you've a stern anchor. You'll need two in this current.
Hey, I say!
Look, you've left Alistair.
This'll do. Stop engines!
Stop engines, Skipper.
Excuse me, Ginger.
You've left Alistair behind.
Just get off, Ginger. You're in the way.
Let her drift back a bit.
Hey, help! I say!
You're going to need a kedge to hold her.
Let's see if we've got one.
What's happening?
Here we are.
What's that thing?
It's a kedge.
He told us the kedge was a deck, not an anchor.
Who, Vince? I wouldn't believe anything he says. He wrecked Daddy's boat.
Kedge's away!
I say, don't forget me, will you?
What's Alistair doing there?
I seem to be marooned.
It was the opinion of the majority of the crew, Lightning, that you were getting a bit soft. A bit flabby, you see.
Oh, yes?
So we thought you could do with a little toughening up. All right.
Just a minute. What do you mean, we? Who's we? We thought this. We thought that.
Somebody's saying something.
Skipper.
Cookie.
What's my husband doing marooned on an island?
We're toughening him up for you, Cookie.
Well, thank you very much, but I don't happen to want him toughened up. Skipper. I married him soft, and I married him flabby, and I like him that way. And if you leave him on that island all night in this temperature, he will die of pneumonia. Now get him back aboard, please, Skipper. Please!
Request denied, Cookie. Start the supper.
I'm not starting anything, Skipper, until my husband's here.
The sooner you cook something, the sooner he's back aboard. Suit yourself. Now pay attention. Can you hear me, Lightning?
Yes!
Tomorrow will be our last day heading upstream. We've only a few miles to go till we reach Armageddon Bridge. After that, we'll be returning downstream. Now, this entails turning the whole boat the other way around. Therefore, what is now our port side will become our starboard, and what is now our stern will become our bow. Now, that is going to take a bit of getting used to. You'll all need practice. So, as from tomorrow, port becomes starboard, and starboard becomes port. All right? Carry on.
He's mad. He's totally mad.
It sounds quite logical to me.
We're on a boat with a madman.
I wouldn't shout too loud, Cookie. We might be needing a third anchor.
I'm on a boat with a madman. Alistair! What are you going to do?
Sit here and wait for rescue, I suppose.
You can't stay there.
Not too much choice.
You can
swim.
Not in this. It's quite fierce. We're near the weir. Dangerous.
Alistair, will you not be so bloody calm about it? You've just been turned off the boat you paid for with the holiday money we saved, and you're marooned on a deserted island with no food or drink or shelter, and you're sitting there. He's right. You're flabby.
Look, I'm not going to get anywhere by screaming with rage and bashing my head against the wall brushes, am I? I might as well make the best of it.
Okay. I better start cooking. Alistair!
Emma!
Alistair! I've got you a tin of beans and a tin of creamed rice.
Ah.
I've had to open them, though.
Open them?
In case they miss the opener. I've wrapped them in cling film so they shouldn't spill, but I can't throw them. I'm going to rig a breeches buoy.
A what?
Damn! Someone's taken all the rope. Hang on! Oh! What are they doing? What are they doing?
Don't worry!
Coming over! Catch!
Got it!
Now, tie it to the other one, then throw me the loose end.
Okay, you're a brilliant woman.
Get on with it. God help us if they catch us. Alistair, they're all in bed together.
Yes, I saw.
They wanted me as well.
What did you say?
I said I wanted to wash up, Alistair. I'm frightened. What's happening? What's happening?
I think it's called the final collapse of civilization as we know it.
Right. Now, carefully, find your loose end and throw it back to me.
Here it comes.
Oh.
All right.
Got it. Wait a second. I'll complete the circle.
Brilliant.
Well. Somebody else having fun with rope, are they? Can I help at all?
We were just... Well, I was just... Oh! The basket!
I think we're going to have to deal with you in the morning.
Now, look. You're not frightening me. Not.
We could make her walk the plank. That'd be great fun. Help to teach her to swim.
True. Corrective and instructive. That's what I like.
It happens on all the best pirate ships.
The plank it shall be.
I'm not... I'm certainly not planking. Sorry.
I say, where's everyone gone?
You'd better get some sleep, Cookie.
No, I'm sorry. Not a plank.
Night, babe.
This is most terribly uncomfortable.
June!
Please! June! Night, Lightning! Enjoy your supper, won't you?
Lightning.
Oh, good morning.
Sleep well? Trust you did. We'll be along to pick you up in a minute if you care to come aboard. Come on, you lot. Time we were underway, I want to be at Armageddon by noon.
Sometimes you're too hearty for your own good, Skipper.
What have you got there, first mate?
Ha-ha!
Ha-ha! 'Tis the jolliest of rudders I've ever seen. Sling it from the yardarm.
Aye, aye, Skipper.
Oh.
Come on, Ginger.
Everything I've done something awful to my back.
On the bow anchor, if you please.
Yes, Skipper.
All the way on the stern anchor, my boys.
Aye, aye, Skipper.
All the way on the forward anchor, Ginger.
Aye, aye. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't.
Half rations for Ginger.
Half rations for Ginger.
Give her a hand.
Aye, aye, Skipper.
Where's our Cookie this morning? Come on, Cookie. Wakey, wakey.
I'm going to put something on. I'm getting soaked down here. Bow anchors away, Skipper.
All right, Lightning, we're coming for you.
Look at this in my slip.
Yours, was it?
Of course it was mine. Did you do this?
Yes.
You made a flag out of my silk slip.
You should see what I made the skull and crossbones out of.
That is fine. That really is. That's just fine.
No, that's enough, Ginger.
Have you seen what she's done?
That is enough.
Yes, but have you seen...
Yes, Skipper!
When you talk to me, you will say yes, skipper, or no, skipper. Do you understand that?
Yes, skipper.
Have you got that through your thick head, you stupid, ugly, middle-aged ginger tart? Have you?
Yes.
Good. Because I'm not saying it again. Not ever again. I'm going to have discipline aboard my boat. You, come aboard.
Yes, right
away,
skipper.
Oh, Cookie, good morning. Well, now, I think it's about plank walking time, don't you?
I think the whole thing's very silly and getting out of hand. And I wish to say...
One snag. We haven't got a plank.
No, you haven't got a plank.
We haven't got a plank? What do you mean we haven't got a plank?
Hello, Emma.
Hello, mister.
You mustn't worry. He's over here. He won't...
Dear God, what's he doing? That's their bedroom door.
Now it's a plank. Mind your backs.
Oh, you won't need your life jacket on.
Oh, yes, I will. I can't swim.
You can't walk the plank in a life jacket. Come on.
You try. You just try.
Let her keep it on.
Oh, it's stupid.
If she floats a bit, she can show us the speed of the current. That seems to be okay. Over here then, Cookie.
She'll be all right, will she? I mean, you're not going to... Oh.
All right, then, off you go. Come on!
Come on, then. Alice... Alice...
You'll be okay, Emma. You'll be fine.
Come on. You want me to give you a hand or something?
Alice...
And another long way to go yet.
Come on.
You won't really let her...
She'll fall in. Alistair, please help me. In another 5 seconds, I am going to drown. I'm going to die.
3 or 4 steps yet. You've plenty to go.
Alistair, help me. Please, Alistair, help me.
One more step.
All right. Now, stop that. I'm afraid you're going to have to stop this. Please. Sorry. Stop it.
You better keep clear of this, Liming, or you'll go back on your island.
I said stop it. And I mean stop it. Now, stop it, you stupid, senseless people. This is my wife on this plank. My wife, whom I love. So get away.
Oh, Alistair.
Okay, Lightning. Now let's see you do the plank instead, shall we?
No. Enough's enough. We're getting off now.
The only way you'll get off this boat is by getting past me, Lightning. Would you care to try?
Yes.
What?
I'd care to try, yes.
Alistair,
oh no, he'll
kill you. All right. Would it be best if we stepped ashore?
Just as you like.
Well, you're not going to fight him, are you, Alistair?
Yes, I think that's the idea.
Come on then, Lightning.
Oh, Alistair.
It won't be a moment.
I'm going to do you a favour, Lightning. When I fight, which I've been known to do quite a lot of in my time, I don't usually tell people in advance what I'm going to do to them. I like to make it a surprise. But in your case, I'll be friendly. So, number one, I'm going to break your nose, all right?
Yes.
And I should think about 3 ribs.
Oh, fine.
And
yes.
You're going to lose 4 of your front teeth.
Right.
I'm going to smash one arm and make sure you limp for the rest of your life, okay?
Yes. Right. That sounds very reasonable.
Well... Ouch. Now my turn.
Oh, yes, Vince. Get him, Vince. Kill him, Vince.
Oh, please.
Somebody ought to stop this.
Don't do anything.
Stop it.
Now, let's see how much river you can drink, I know.
Vince.
What?
Don't move, Vince. Whatever you do, just hold it. Don't move.
What? What is it?
It's the kingfisher.
I'll give you bloody kingfisher. Oh, shit. Now that is going to cost you. Oh, you sly thing.
Oh, it's flown off. Look what you've done, you... God, Vince.
Vince?
Oh,
God, he's killed Vince. You've killed Vince!
What happened?
My
you bastard!
Oh, Alistair!
Hello! Back again.
Oh, Alistair!
I think I need a bit of a lie down.
Yes, you lie down. I'll get the first aid.
Him with a tin. I think it was a tin.
It's quite deep. He'll need stitches.
Little
bastard. I'll find a first aid kit. Have you got any first aid?
There's some in the mizzen.
In the where?
Oh, wait, in the saloon.
Oh, no, you don't, Fleur. You keep off this boat.
What?
Get off, I warn you. I'll cut you if you do. I will. I'll cut you.
Look, you can't deny this man first aid. He's bleeding badly.
Good. Oh, here. There's a bandage and some lint. And there's a tube of something. And that's all you're getting. Now go away.
Oh, Vince is coming round.
Won't be a second, Alistair.
Right. Oi! What are you doing? Come back, we've got a sick man here.
Bring my boat here, do you hear? You bring my boat back.
Come back!
Come back!
Emma, please! Come back here!
You bring that boat back here!
Oh,
Alistair.
Hello.
Upstream or downstream?
Don't know.
Come on. You're the skipper. Up or down?
Up. Upstream, of course.
Right. Full ahead, then.
Full ahead.
Armageddon Bridge.
It gets very narrow here.
Yes.
Hard to turn round.
If they're waiting for us here, we've had it. Sitting ducks?
Yes.
Go very carefully.
I will.
Dead slow ahead.
Dead slow ahead, skipper. Keep your eyes peeled.
Lightning! I want my boat, Lightning! I want my boat back! Reach the end of the road, Lightning.
We'll be waiting for you, Cookie. Now. You can't go under that bridge. You've got to come back. We've got the flag ready for
waiting
you.
For you, Alistair.
We've got you now. You can't escape. Tell him, Emma. Tell him you can't escape.
Under that bridge, Alistair. You've got to stop and turn round. It's one of the conditions of hire. And once you've turned round, Keith Taylor will be waiting for you, you traitor. Keith Taylor will hound you, Wingate! He will hound you!
We're not waiting for you!
You can't go
under that bridge!
It's one of the conditions of fire!
Alistair, look out! We're going under the bridge! Oh, my God! We're going under Armageddon Bridge!
It's okay. We'll be okay.
Oh! Where are we now?
Just the far side of Armageddon Bridge, I think. We seem to have discovered the absolute limit of navigation.
Yes. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Peaceful.
Yes.
Shall we stay here? Forever? They'd never find us. Not this far upstream. Nobody ever comes this far upstream.
No, we'll have to go back.
Why? There's nothing there now. No job. No friends. Nothing. Not anymore. Just enemies. People who hate us.
We still have to go back.
But they're all so unreasonable.
Then we reasonable people will just have to go back and reason with them.
Oh, well. It's just so beautiful here.
Well, we can have a holiday. No harm in that.
For a few days?
Yes.
All right. What would you like to do for your holiday?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what. Let's both take our clothes off and jump over the side of the boat and swim to that island over there And maybe we could lie together in the sun for a little and then we'd...
Make love?
Yes. Well?
Sounds fine.
What's the matter?
I'd forgotten how lovely you were without your life jacket.
Oh.
All right.
Yes, I think so.
Now don't be frightened. Ready?
Ready.
And one, two, three, jump!
In Way Upstream by Alan Akepourne, adapted for radio by Richard Wigmore. Vince was Neil Pearson. June, Samantha Bond. Alastair, Adam Godley. And Keith, Russell Dixon. Emma was Jenny Funnell. Fleur, Emily Raymond. And Mrs. Hatfield, Jilly Mears. Technical presentation was by Graham Harper. Original music by Lee Sperry. And the production assistant was Miriam Soupy. Way Upstream was directed for the World Service by Gordon House.